Granny Zabner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum now has his barber chair installed in a section of the Jot'em Down store, which Abner has rented him for his barber shop. As he makes preparations for this latest business venture, he receives a good deal of heckling from his ex-partner, who is just a little skeptical about the soundness of this enterprise. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store and library gazing at the barber chair.
It looks pretty good sitting there, don't it? Looks like a regular, genuine barbershop in here now.
Yeah, it looks all right, I reckon, but I wish you'd move the barber chair a little farther away from the pickle barrel on.
From the pickle barrel?
Yeah, well, the way it is now, a fella can just reach out and grab himself a pickle to eat while he's sitting there getting a haircut.
Well, now, come to think about it, that might not be a bad idea.
Huh?
We can advertise a pickle with every haircut.
Well, yeah, but I'd be losing money on that deal. Don't forget them pickles belongs to me here, not you.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Now, of course, if you want to buy that barrel of pickles from me to use in your barber shop,
it ain't such a good idea after all. I'll move the chair away from them.
Well, don't move it over by the Cracker Barrel neither, Long.
No, I'll shove it over near the books in the library.
Yeah.
And then just reach over and get a book and start reading it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Be glad to have somebody read them books for a change anyway.
Yeah, it might work out pretty good, too. If a customer gets awfully interested in one of them mystery detective stories, I believe I could make some extra money off of him.
You mean charge him for reading a book while he's sitting there getting his barber work did?
No, don't you see? He gets wropped up in the story that he wouldn't want to leave here till he finished it, so when I asked him if he wants a shampoo and a singe and a tonic and all that stuff, he'd keep saying, sure, go ahead.
He would, huh?
I'd be able to give him the whole works.
Like putting that artificial flavoring on his hair and all that stuff, huh?
Yeah, and that's where you make your money in the barbering business, over them extras, I believe.
Yes, huh?
Oh, yeah. Just put a couple of 3 drops of vanilla extract or something like that on their hair and charge them an extra 15 cents.
Well.
Anyways, I don't know why I never thought of this barbering business before.
Well, to be honest, I don't even know why you thought of it now.
I'm going to show that Mose Moots how a barbershop ought to be run.
Mose, huh?
Yeah, before I get through, he'll be sorry he ever swapped me that old chair of his.
Well.
he thought he was getting the best of me by shoving him worthless stuff off onto me. I grannies, I'll show him.
Well, I don't believe you're ever going to get none of his business away from him, though, Lum. I wouldn't make no plans on that.
Why, inside of a week, I'll have everybody in town standing in line waiting for me to cut their hair.
Inside of a week?
Well, maybe 2 weeks. But no longer than that, though.
Well, have to see it before I ever believe it, I'll tell you that.
You see it, you just wait. Folks will begin to refer to me as Lum the Millionaire Barber.
Millionaire Barber?
Yes, sir. I'll be the best-known hair cutter in the whole country. Be the biggest shaver either side of the Mississippi.
Well, I've heard the little shavers. I never heard the big ones before.
Folks have come from all over the country to have me autograph a comb for them.
Autograph a comb?
Yeah, and then some manufacturing outfit will start making the Lum-Eddard scissors. And I'll get several thousand out of that.
Several thousand scissors?
Yeah, or no, dollars.
Oh, damn thing.
And that reminds me, I got to buy a pair of scissors for myself to use.
Buy them?
Yeah. Would you mind advancing me $5 on my next week's salary as deliver boy here?
$5?
Yeah, can't cut hair without scissors, you know.
Well, why don't you just take the $5 out of them millions that you're making there out of your barber shop you was telling me about?
Well, I ain't made none of that yet.
Oh?
I got to work up to that gradual.
You do, huh?
Well, it takes time to get established in a new business this way.
Well, I don't believe I'd want to risk advancing you the money, Lum, because you might quit me next week for all I know, and I'd just be out $5.
No, I won't, Abner. I won't quit. I'll cross my heart and body, I won't quit.
No. I think I'm doing you a favor by not letting you have the money, because you don't need no scissors, Lum. You'll never get no customers. You might as well make up your mind.
What do you mean, ain't never going to get no customers?
Well, now, Lum, you know good and well that there ain't nobody going to sit down in that chair and let you cut their hair. Well, listen, it might be Mose Moots.
Mose Moots?
Why, sure, he might do it. He can cut other folks' hair, but I don't see how he can cut his own hair.
That's right, Annie.
Why, no.
Yeah, he has to go clean into the county seat to get a haircut.
Yeah, but now, I wouldn't bank on him if I was you neither, Lum. Not after what he said about you to Charlie Redfield.
What'd he say about me?
Well, I don't know what all he did say, though. He's talking to Charlie about it. Mose is awful mad at you, Lum, for opening up a barber shop and competitions to him.
Oh, yeah, I know, Dad. Expected it. I knew he would be before I started up here.
Well, he's pretty mad. He told Charlie that he was going to come down here and just beat the living daylights out of you if you don't get out of barber business. That's what he said.
Did Mose say that, Your Honor?
That is his exact words. Right after he heard that you'd undercut him on prices, he said he just wouldn't stand for you to cut prices.
He never liked that, huh?
No, sir. He got all
the right to do that. This is a free country, ain't it?
Well, it's free all right, I reckon. But if I was you now, Lum, I wouldn't monkey around with Mo's moods. Have you ever saw the muscles he's got?
I ain't worried about him and his muscles, I don't think.
Boundy, he's got muscles he ain't even used yet. I believe he outcaps that there feller at Charlie Atlas feller. You see pictures of in the almanac.
Abner, don't talk about that no more. Concentrate on letting me have that $5. I could use that something wonderful.
Well, I'd advance it to you, Lum, but it'd just be a waste of money for you to buy scissors. Now, if I thought you'd ever get any customers,
I'll get customers, all right. Don't you worry none about that.
Well, I'll have to see them first.
You will. Fact is, I bound you I'll have a customer before this day's over.
This day? Today, you mean?
Yes, sir.
Ah.
Now, tell you what I'll do. I'll just bet you my first 2 weeks' profits, again, $5, that I'll shave the next person that comes through that door there.
Your first 2 weeks' profits, again, $5?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'd be putting up a heap more than you are that away. That ain't a good bet for me. No, I don't believe I want it.
All right, I'll throw in the barber chair, too.
Throw in the chair? Well, that still don't bring it up to $5, but I'll take it. It's a deal.
Well, good. It's a deal.
Yeah. But now, wait just a minute now, Lum. You can't force them into this, though.
What do you mean, force them into it?
Well, I mean somebody comes inside the store here. Why, you can't just grab a hold of them quick as they get inside and throw them in the barber chair and tie them up so as you can shave them.
Oh, no, of course not.
Might be some little feller like that little Bates young in there, Lum. You wouldn't want to shave him.
He don't shave no way.
I know it, but I say you can't take advantage of me that way.
I won't cheat.
All right.
I won't need to resort to nothing like that. All I'll have to do is just ask them and they'll get right in the chair.
If they do, I'll fall right smack down dead. That's what I'll do.
Abner, will you take a sign out in front and nail it up for me?
A sign?
Yeah, I gotta let folks know what business I'm in now, so I had Will Spencer print up a couple of signs for me.
Oh, is that what them things is he brought in here?
Yeah, which is the one I want out in front?
Huh?
This one goes inside.
Inside? Well, you don't need that inside. Folks get in here, they can see you got a barber shop.
Yeah, but it's nice to have signs around. High-class haircuts while you wait.
Hi,
oh, here's one for the outside. Nail it up where folks can see it good now.
All right.
Go on, take it on out
all
there.
All right, I'm going. It's a waste of time, though. I can tell you that right now. Just a waste of time.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Hello, Mousy. This is Lum. Yeah, say, Mousy, you know, I promised you 50 cents if you'd let me shave you today. Well, I'll raise that to 75 cents if you'll get over here in the next 5 minutes. Yeah, well, I'll have the cash. Sure, don't worry about that now. You got to hurry, though. Yeah, all right, Mousy. Goodbye.
Hey, say, Lum, Will Spencer made a mistake on this sign of yours here.
A mistake?
Yeah, you don't want to put this thing up out there. Looky here. It says, Edwards D. Locke's Tonsorial Parlor.
Well, that's right. That's what I want us to say.
Now, listen here, Lum. You might be able to cut folks' hair somewhere or other, but I know good and well you can't take their tonsils out for them.
I ain't going to take nobody's tonsils out.
It says you're going to right here on this sign.
It don't know such a thing. That's just a high-class way of saying barber shop.
Huh?
See, all barbers are in the tonsorial business.
They are?
Why, sure.
Well, no wonder it's so hard to get a haircut nowadays. The barbers are all out summers removing tonsils.
They ain't out nowheres. See, when a barber's cutting hair, he's doing tonsorial work.
At the same time?
Why, sure.
I don't guess that's a good trick if you can do it. Cut a feller's hair and take his tonsils out at the same time.
No, wait a minute.
I saw Mose Moots down there at his place shave a feller and remove a little bit of his chin, but I never seen him get as far as a tonsil.
Well, Abner, tonsorial ain't got nothing to do with tonsils. It means barbering.
Huh?
I'll show you where they use the words in a barber magazine I picked up down at Mose Moots' place. That's where I learned about the word.
Well, maybe they just talking about some barber that went to the hospital to get his tonsils taken out.
No, it never. Better get the phone there.
All right, I still say that tonsorial business. So, hello? Is John M. Dowell Store and Library, Abner Peabody, doing the talking.
There's a nice sign. L. Edwards.
Yeah, what is it?
Shampooist and Barbarian.
Oh, tell him what. You be right over to get that shave.
Abner, better give me the phone, Abner.
Are you sure enough going to get a shave here?
Give me the phone, Abner.
Get away, Lump. Paying you 75 cents.
Oh, my goodness. I'll take it.
Yeah, Abner. I'll tell him, Mousy. Goodbye. Don't hold that phone, Lump, when I'm trying to talk. Did you study all this up before you made that bet with
now,
me?
Now, listen, Abner. You
don't
never
get, I'm calling the bet off right this minute. I ain't going to stand. Wait a minute. No, I'm wrong. Bet's still on.
Well, good.
And there comes your first customer right there. Right there. You said the next person that come in here, you's going to shave. Well, there they come.
Oh,
coming right
goodness.
In the door. Get your razor sharpened. Well, howdy, Moles, old pal. Proud to see you. Come on in. Lum's got something he wants to ask you, I believe, Moles.